Vayter in Shas, bring addition of Ayin Ches, picking up on Ayin Zama Beis, towards the bottom of the page, I'd say like 10 lines up, Amar Leir of Papa Le Abaye, Zok the Heilige Heilige Gemuda. Amar Leir Papa Le Abaye, Yisrael Abale Chosav, you have Yisrael, and he has a relationship with his own sister, Zona Mashvel, he makes her into a Zona. She's now a Zona. That was not a good idea to do. So now she's going to be usher to a coin. Rashi says that pshita lei de zona mashvei, for sure. The hanivala bi'ilas psul, the asur le coin mishim zona. And the coin's not going to be with a zona ever. Ela ha mi ba'ila. This is what we want to know about Ilai. Chalala mi mashila. Does she become a chalala lilkos coin aleha mishim chalala or lo? The coin will now get malkos because of chalala or not. Chalala mashila lo mashvila. Does she become a chalala? Miyam in a kavachomer, she's a kavachomer. Mechayve lavin, hayve chalala. We know a woman becomes a chalala through something which is going to be chayve lavin, and there's again malchus, but there's no kares. Mechayve krisis lo kol shekein. Having a relationship with one's sister is chayve kares. So if we have a situation where a person will end up a chalala just through where the result would have been malchus, and for chayve krisis, of course you should become a chalala as well. Or Dilma maybe say no, in chalala misakuna. The only chalala comes from a misakuna. And this is not that. Says Gemara Amarle. So Abai answers, ain chalala elam isakuna vad. There's no chalala except for it's coming from an isakuna zehu, and therefore she's not a chalala with her brother. Amar Rava says we nani hamilsa dam rabbanon ain chalala ain elam isakuna. Where do we know that from? That's the case. If chalala is only for isakuna, tanya melun to baisa lo yomer grusha bekoin gadol. Why is it we write to mention that we have to mention that a koin gadol is usher with a grusha? Don't even say it. There's no reason to say it. V'tesi b'kava chomer mikoin hedyot. There's only kava chomer from a regular coin. We know a regular coin is not allowed to be with a grusha. That's pretty straightforward. The pasuk tells us that. That yisha zonav v'chalala yikachu v'yisha grusha m'yisha lo yikachu. So why do you have to mention the fact that it says by a koin gadol almana ugrusha v'chalala zonav eseila lo yikach? We can learn out. Va'an amin, I would say, hash to the coin head, you to see the coin God will be bored of everything you say it. Laman emmer, so why does he go away saying it? Kishem shechaluka grusha mizona v'chalala v'coin head, yot. Just like the isser of marrying a divorced woman is different from that of a zona or a chalala, if it's a regular coin, kachaluka v'coin God, so too, this is the case by a coin God. Like the fact that Gemara Peshitta, obviously they're going to be different. Migra Gara, did his Kedusha go down because of becoming going Gadol? Of course it doesn't go down. So therefore the Issa against a Grusha is going to be separate in reference to a regular coin. And also clear with the coin Gadol, therefore you don't need to even say that. So therefore we have to explain again, why would be the Issa against it, the Grusha was mentioned in reference to a coin Gadol? Ela Keshem Shechaluka Grusha Mizonim Chalala B'Koin Hedyot. It's coming to teach you that the Torah is repeating this Isser to teach, just like the Isser against a Grusha is its own distinct shtickle from the Isser of Chalal or Zona in reference to a regular coin, Kachal Mana Chaluka Me Grusha V'Chalala V'Chalala Zona V'Koin Gadol. So too, the Isser of a Almana is different from the Isser of a Grusha, Chalal or Zona in reference to a Koin Gadol. Okay, so now we say why you have to mention the idea of divorce. Rashi points out that the concept of almana doesn't apply by regular kohen, and therefore the iser against the almana, since it applies only to a kohen gadol, can't be compared to the iser of a grusha. Therefore, you need a specific thing to tell you that even this iser is going to be its own shtickel toy over here. So now again, we explain why the iser against grusha is repeated. Now, what about the idea of chalala? Chalala, lama nemer, why did you have to decide to say it by a kohen gadol? In chalala, elamir sekuna. It's there in order to teach us the principle, which is what we're trying to figure out over here, where he knows it from. And that is, this is the point of it all. In chalala, elamir kahuna. Chalala is only be if it's from an iser kahuna. Says the Gemara, zona, lama nemer, why does he have to say zona by kohen gadol? We already said it by the concept of a kohen head. You're never kan zona because of your zona by kohen gadol. The nemer lalan zona. And it says, Zona by a regular coin. Come to teach you. Ma kan zaro chulin. Just like in the case of a coin gadol, the kids are going to be chulin, whatever comes from that relationship. The concept of becoming a chalul is only mentioned by coin gadol, not by a coin hedyot. Says Rashi, be coin gadol zaro chulin dechsev lo yichalel, aflahalan zaro chulin. So too, it's going to be also by a regular coin, it's going to be a chalul as well. So now we explain that what? That a woman's come as a chalala only through kahuna. Now we say, Amar Ravashi, Hilkach Kohen, Abal Chosav. Therefore, if a Kohen
has a relationship with his sister. Rashi says, "Hol ve'ein chalola elam isa kahuna." If a kohen head yot, all kohen gadol shabal chosa penuya, regular sister, regular penuya, free, not married sister. Beep, turn the page. Ayin ches zona mashvila. He makes her into a zona. Right, because he was in a relationship, this is nus with someone who's going to be usher, she becomes a zona. Chalala lo mashila, but she doesn't become a chalala. Says Rashi, top right corner, zona mashila, lilkos kohen abba alev. Another corner is relationship with her, oh, the mishum zona, shari nivala bi ilas nus, may iser maaser, may usher, maaser la. Oh, may usher la, someone's usher. Chalala lo mashila, vein kohen sheni abba alev, lo kemishum chalala. The coin, the second one that has relationship does not become a is not over in Issa Chalala. However, Chazer Ubalev, he or another coin has another relationship with her, Asa Chalala, that makes it into a Chalala. It says Rasha Kadosh, who o coin acher Asa Chalala Shahare Asura lo Mishum Zona. Now it's also because of Zona, Shainu Noig Elabakuna, it only applies by Kehuna, Kehuna. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kohen Gadol be'almana. If a Kohen Gadol has a relationship with an almana, Lokesh time, he gets two sets of malchus. Achas mishum lo yikach, one for lo yikach, he can't take an almana. And achas mishum lo yichala, he's not to be mechalel someone, and he's making it to a chal by doing that. In fact, the Gemara v'lukli nami mishum lo yichalel zaro, why not for the fact of you shall not profane your seed, your offspring. So it's talking where he wasn't finishing, he didn't finish off his beer. Rashi is the lekker chilzera, aval he nischalala beha'ara, just by, you know, starting the process, kedetan b'yavam ha'staf nun gimel l'beis, echad ha'ma'ara ve'echad ha'gomer ka'na ve'lochilek, bein bia l'bia, doesn't make any difference between the types of bia, and therefore she becomes chalala, but the baby doesn't. Masiv Rava, Rava asks a question, and Rabbi Yehuda, that's what we just said, kol galab ha'mano lukosh taim. So then he comes and asks a question. Almana ugrusha, a coin gadol, goes as a relationship with a woman who was a almana and a grusha. Lo kemishim shnei shemus. He gets malchus for two things. My love shnei shemus too low. Is it not so that only for two and not for more than two? According to Yehuda, though, each one that he does, he should get two sets of malchus for, which means in total he should be four, but here it says only two. It says, Gemara, lo, shnei shemos al zeh, shnei shemos al zeh. What it means is he gets malchus of two accounts of the almana and the divorcee and the grusha for this one, and he shall not take one, and two for this one, again, of he shall not be mechala. He gets four in total. Ihachim is safe, if that's really true. Let's take a look at the safe of the Mishnah, Grusha v'chalutza. If a Kohen, this is a Mishnah in Makos, Grusha v'chalutza, if a Kohen marries a woman who is a, she's both, Grusha and a Chalutza, and then he has tashmish with her, and Uchai v'lachas, he only gets to smack down Malkus for only one, means to say that for these Isurim, both of a Grusha and a Chalutza, he's only going to get one set of Malkus, which goes against Rav Yehuda, who says that he's going to get two for each of them. Says going to Hachikamar. Enu chayev ela achas. The olam shnei shemos. He's only going to be chayev for one. The concept of for the fact that she is a grusha is a problem. The fact she's a chalutza is just a dirabana. Rashi says al shem grusha who chayev al kol achiyuvim etuluyim ba. Aval a chalutza lo. The chalutza lav deraisa ela dirabanan. And therefore, it's just for the idea of the grusha part. But olam shnei shemos, it's going to be two things. And that is for the fact of being with a grusha and having tashus. So marry a grusha and tashus with a grusha. Yo, the marriage and the tashus. Frek, the gemara of a chalutza dirabanan. What are you talking about? The kinds of chalitza to coins on the rabbanu, but type of a braisa, gerusha, divorcees also to be with a coin. Ainly, ala gerusha chalutza minanim chalutza tamad lomar ve'isha. Pasuk says ve'isha gerusha me'isha lo yikachu. Instead of ve'isha gerusha me'isha, could have simply just said ugrusha me'isha. What's ve'isha gerusha me'isha? This extra man, word over here is coming to tell you that even chalutza, even a chalutz woman, is also do a coin. Says that the rabban is deraisa. Says the Gemara, midir rabbanon ukra asmachta bialma hu. That's all it is. And yes, they added the word who asmachta bialma. Now says the Gemara, we saw that we get engaged, and then there's tashmish. There's two sets of malchus. Amar baye ki deishloke baaloke. If a person does kiddush, and he says kiddushin, even without tashrish, he gets malchus. And baal loke, and if he has tashrish,
even though there's no kedushin, he gets malchus also. Kiddush loke mishum lo yikach, says lo yikach. Ba'al loke mishum lo yechalel. And Rav Amar, he disagrees. Ba'al loke, he says, Bia, yes, you get malchus, right? Two sets, one for the kiddushin, the other for tashmish. Lo ba'al ain't a loke, but if not, then he doesn't get malchus. I mean, if he just is kiddushin, he doesn't get malchus. It just holds until the next one. Mishum d'chsev lo yikach v'lo yichalel. Matam lo yikach, why not lo yikach? Mishum lo yichalel. So if he just does yikach and doesn't do yichalel, means he does kiddushin, but he doesn't do tashmish, then it's just like hanging there until the tashmish, then he gets two sets. So we got this over here, a machlokas Abaye and Rava. Abaye says, even without tashmish, Rava says, only with tashmish, then you get a double whammy. Moda Abaye, but Abaye will be moda, but machsa grushasa, the guy who takes back his previous wife. He marries a woman, he divorces her, and remarries, and she gets married in the meantime, and then he remarries after she gets divorced, that machsa grushasa, shem kidesh v'lo bal, sheno loka. There's no malchus with that be over there, because the pasuk says, lekachto liyosla liisha merachmana, v'ha leka. As the pasuk says straight out, if you go and take the woman in order for her to be your wife, meaning to have tashmish, and over here, how lucky they have tashmish. Therefore, even a buyer would say, just kedushin is not going to do it, and only if he does, if she has tashmish, then it's going to get the double whammy with the malchus. Again, I hope I said that right. A buyer is the one who says that you get malchus even without the bia. In this case, he wouldn't say that. Rava said that no, you split it up, and he said that Baal gets loka, lo Baal in a loka, it's kind of hanging. But now we say that even he's going to be masking Moda Rava, Bakon Gadabal, Mana, Shim Baal, Veloki, the Shaloka. If he does beer without Kiddush, then he's going to get Malchus. Why? Lo Yichal Zar Ba'amavam Rachmana. Vahare Uchilal, Hitaka did be Michal. Therefore, he going to get the smackdown. Meaning that Rava, although he says that the Isser against the Kiddushin is connected to Tashmish, in other words, if he just did one without the other, you wouldn't get Malchus, he's masking that it doesn't work the other way, meaning the Isser of Tashmish itself would do something even without any sort of Kiddushin. Ushneim modim, both of them are masking, but Machsa Grushasa, when he takes back his wife, She'im Ba'al V'lo Kide She'in Aloka, if he has Tashmish without any Kiddushin, there is no Malchus. Why? Derech Likusa and Likuchan Asa Torah, the Torah only answered this type of Machsa Grushasa thing through getting married. But if not, then they're not going to get Malchus over there. Zog, the next part of the Mishnah, Rehuda Omer Bas Ger Zachar Kibas Chalala. Just like a chalal that has a daughter can't marry a kohen, so too the daughter of a ger is not allowed to marry a kohen. Tanya, you're only to the bright side. Yehuda Omer, Bas Ger Zachar Kibas Chalal Zachar V'Adin Nosen. And it makes sense that's the case, because my chalal shabami tipa kshira, a chalal comes from a kosher drop. In other words, he's a totally kosher dika yid over here, but he has tashmish with a grusha, and bito psula's daughter becomes psula, ger, shabami tipa psula, and a ger who comes from a tipa psula, meaning not from yuchas gezach, his father wasn't yid, it wasn't a yid. You know, din shed bito psula, obviously his daughter is going to be a psula. Says the Gemara, hold on, now hold on, dow. But mala cholo shekini tzirasa b'aveira, a cholo that the birth comes from aveira, you're going to go ahead and bring a raya to that, to someone who didn't come from an aveira. By the ger, there's no aveira over here. So how are you going and learning out from aveira to not aveira? This ger was born from two goyim, and that ger is born from two goyim. There's no issue with this person. We're not talking about the ger's kid, we're talking about the ger himself. There's no issue with that because there was two goyim. They had a relationship. Rashi says, "Arba ima b'yisur aval ovi kochavim b'avodas kochavim ein yisur b'ol ein hiburo b'yisur." Says the Gemara, "No, kohen gadol b'amani yuchiach." That will knock off that question. She'en yitzirosa b'aveira, because the kohen gadol with the almana, a kohen gadol is someone who wasn't born through aveira and beat up psula, yet his daughter from an almana is going to be usher to marry Cohen, which shows that the issue of whether the tato came through aveira or not is not the determining factor of what's going to be with the kid afterwards. Says the Gemara, but hold on one second. Mala Cohen Gadol b'almana shekain biyasu b'aveira. How can you bring a ride for the Cohen Gadol? Because of that relationship there, the bia the tasha, which is actually in aveira. But by converse, by a ger, was tashrus beheter, you can't go and say that it's going to be usher to a kohen. It's going to, no, chalo yuchiach. Chalo will knock that off because, why? Whether the father had the isser, had a tashrus in aveira or not,
That's not the deciding factor, because the chalal may have a mutter type of relationship, and yet the kid's still going to be a chalal and also to be a kohen kod. V'chazar din. The nature of this one, the chalal is not the kohen gadol, and that one not the right. What is the common denominator, the binding factor is, that is that they're not like most of the kahal, and meaning their kids are going to be usher to kahuna, right? Because the chalal was made in Avera, and the kohen gadol who had a tashrus with an almana was involved with Avera. Afani avias agar, so it's going to be a gar also. She'ena barova kahal. It's not, you know, in the majority of the peeps over here. He's coming from a situation where his father is a guy who's usher to marry a yid, who beat up psula, and his daughter is going to be pasul. So it's going to hold on a second. Why is that the one? Malas had a shavish behen. Why don't I just say that tzad shavish shekin yesh behem tzad avera, that both of them have an element of avera. That is that the chalul that was an avera that was done over there that came into the fact that a chalul came about and a kohen gadol with an aman is also an avera, but with a ger there's no averas over there, and therefore you shouldn't compare it to that, and therefore there should be no issue with the ger. Says the Gemara, lo tema kohen gadol ba mani ochiach. Ella ema mitzu rishon yichach. Says, okay, yeah, good point. So forget the kohen gadol almana shtickle over there, because that came from Avera. Ella ema mitzu rishon yichach. Let's say the first generation mitzri, that first generation mitzri ger didn't come about through Avera, but his kid's still going to be Avera as well. It's going to be continued to be usher to Lova Bakal. Says Gemara, but mala mitzu rishon shekein ena roi Lova Bakal. He can't come into the Kahal altogether, but a ger is allowed to come into the kahal, so you can't compare it. It says, no, chalu yuchiach. Chalu will knock that part off, because the chalu is mutter to come into the kahal, yet the kid is going to be aser. V'chazar din, l'rizeh k'rizeh, atzad ha-shav shavin she'enim barov kahal, ubita psula, hafri yavi yas ha-ger, she'enim barov kahal, ubita psula. Oh, so far so good, everything's good. It says, grab, hold on one second, ma'al atzad ha-shav shavin, why don't we compare the two in another way, and then say a ger should be fine, that she'kein poslin b'biyasam, that they're going to pass a woman is going to be usher to a kohen through their tashmish. And that is when you have a, what are the two things we're dealing with over here? Chalal and mitzri is going to pass their partner through the kohen, but a ger wouldn't do such a thing. Says the Gemara, no, for Behuda, ger nam yipasol b'yosov. According to Behuda, even a ger is pasol b'yosov. My salab amai b'mad sad. May hi Dina. He actually is of the opinion that a ger would affect the same thing over here. Rashi says he gets a mehai Dina, ma chalol shabami tipa ksheira posel, ger shabami tipa psula, lo kol shekein, and this whole din with Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, the tzad shava in the end comes out to be a nice tzad shava, and all is equal and all is fair and dandy and well, and therefore ger will go on to wholesale their kid. Now that was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, but in the Mishnah continues, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, he actually argues on that, and he comes and he says that Yisrael shenosa giyoris, I'm reading for the Mishnah now, a Jew that marries a giyoris, bito kshera lakuna, v'ger shenosa bas Yisrael, and if it's a flip way, bito kshera lakuna, aval ger shenosa giyoris. But if you have the double whammy, of a ger and a giyoris, then bito psula kuhuna, echad ger ve'echad avodim mishukharim. That's going to be the case, even for 10 generations, until the mama is from an Israelite. The last one we says, Rabbi Yossi says, even a ger that nasi geras, the kid's still going to be kosher. So that's what we had seen. Let's try to jump into around now. It's like the Halakha Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, well, mer ger. He says that a ger marries a regular Jewish, a mixture of ger and regular is going to be fine. Tanya Rollington, Abraisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon Chai, another view, he says, Gioris p'chusa mibas sholosh shana v'yom echad. If you have a Gioris that is less than, we saw this. On Ayin Alma Beis, he says that if you have a Gioris which is less than 3 years in a day, k'sher l'kunish, you're going to be kosher f'kunah. Shen emar, as the pasuk says, v'chol atap benoshim hachayu lahem. This is talking about all the kids that are, I didn't have tashmish, you could leave them. This is when Moshe sent Klai Yisrael to go fight against Midian. And, you know, you got to kill them all, but not a kid that's below that age. hold on one second, was Pinchas one of these soldiers over here? It says that a woman who was a Gioris before, the three years old, is going to be mutter. She says you could leave them for yourselves, means you're allowed to be with them. Ah, so there you see, that's from Shimon Bar Yochai. Bar Yochai. What about the ones that say that a girl that is going to be usher, no matter how old she is, for Rabbanu, on the other opinion, hachayu lachem doesn't mean that you should leave them to survive for you to marry them. But what it means is lavadu mashvachos, so you could use them for servants. Ve'kulam mikra echadarshu. And all of them are learning it out from one pasuk. It means all the Tanayim learning from one pasuk. All the four Tanayim we brought. Almana ugusha lo yikru. Lahem lenashem ki besulos mizera beis Yisrael, a widow or a divorcee, you're not allowed to take for themselves as wives, only besulos from Israel. This is talking to a Kohen Gadol over here. So what does that mean that it's got to come ki besulos mizera beis Yisrael? Rabbi Yehuda Savar ad deis kol zera mi Yisrael. This is coming to say that a woman is not mutter to a Kohen unless the entire zera that she came from is from Yisrael. And then we're telling that a daughter of a male convert is going to be usher to a Kohen. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Sari says, Mizera means a filu miktsa zera. It means from, the only part of SMB. So if she comes from also one that was a straight up a Jew, then she's going to be mutter to a Kohen, and therefore even the daughter of a ger is going to be mutter as long as the mama is a Yisraelis and totally fine. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Misha Nizru be Yisrael, which means that they were Nizru be Yisrael. It means as long as both of them are already converted, then she's going to be mutter according. Misha Baruchai Savar, Misha Nizru be Suleha be Yisrael. It means that her Besuleha were seated as an Israelite, that she was before she was actually old enough for it to be something, therefore she's going to be mutter to a Kohen. Now, Frekli Gemara, Amar Le Rav Nachman Le Rava. He says, we got ourselves a problem. Beep, turn the page. All right, chesma base. Hi, kra, this pasuk, reisha, b'koin gadol. The first part's talking about a koin gadol, v'seifa, b'koin hedyot. The end of it's talking about a koin hedyot. A little strange. Is that what's going on here? Because the pasuk starts by saying, v'almanu grusha lo yichu lehem l'nashim, ki im besul sum zer b'sisrael. Oh, clearly it's talking about a koin gadol because it's an almana. But then the pasuk continues and goes on, v'almana shetia almana mikoin yikachu. And almana, you're allowed to go and take. So it must be a koin hedyot. What's going on here? So Amalei says back to him, in a chenami. Yes, that's the case. Because of krahachi. So this says, and because of Karachi, is a pasuk like that, like it's going to flip in the middle just without even giving us any warning? Rashi says, but to me, of the low parish bay, behedya, the begavar achrina bay, lishtahuye, like it's a little strange. It's just a little flipperoo without letting us know what's going on. Talking about a Kohen Gadol, pit on, but we continue the dinam, and you should know we're talking about a Kohen Gadol without even telling us. Amalei, we see that the pasuk says in Shmuel, v'ner elokim terem yichbe u'shmuel shochev beheichal Hashem. And the light of Hashem had not yet gone out, the lamp of Hashem, and Shmuel was lying down in the Heichal of Hashem. Does it mean that Shmuel laid down in the Beis HaMikdash? V'lo in yeshiva bazara, ela l'malchi Beis David b'vad? Only Beis David can do it. He's not Beis David. Ela ner elokim terem yichba b'heichal Hashem. What it means to say is that the light of the lamp of Hashem hadn't gone out in the Heichal Hashem. And the middle words over there is talking about the other thing. Shmuel Shochet Bukomo, he was lying down in his place. So we can see that a pasuk can do a flipper without letting you know what's going on. Says Gemara, hold on one second. V'ha almana shorti almana mikoin yikachu. It says an almana that became an almana from a kohen you could take. Mikoin in. Yisrael lo. What a kohen is only to marry an almana that was an almana from a kohen, not an almana from regular Yisrael. No, hachikam, this means to say, mikoin yikachu, when it says from a kohen, you could take mishar kohanim yikachu, of the other kohanim, meaning those who are not a kohen gadol, you can take. Meaning, if you yourself are not a kohen gadol, mishar kohanim means other than being a kohen gadol, then you are allowed to, as a non-kohen gadol, go take an almana. Says the Gemara, Tanya Amechi, so back this up, mikoin yikachu, on the pasuk mikoin yikachu, mishar kohanim yikachu, it means if you are of the other type of kohen, not a kohen gadol, then you're allowed to go and take. Says the Gemara, another way you can understand this, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, min ha-desiyim, min ha-masiyim l'kohuni yikachu. The pasuk says that in almana of a kohen, they can take, what it means is, a almana of those who may marry off their daughter to a kohen, they're allowed to take. Which means the pasuk is telling us that a almana of a ger, whose daughter is usher to a kohen, of a ger, is going to be excluded from marrying to a kohen. And Behudel Tamei really explains it, he goes according to his own logic. Domer, he says, bas ger, zachar, kibas chalo zachar. Kosha tanosi bito tanosi amanasa. Anyone you can marry his daughter, you can marry his amana. But kosha tanosi bito tanosi amanasa. So you're not allowed to marry his amana. That we saw already a little bit back, a couple of days ago. Rabbi Yossi Omer af ger shenasa gioris, even straight up ger and gioris, the kid is allowed to go and marry a kohen. Amar v'hamnuna mishmei deula halach Rabbi Yossi halach goes like Rabbi Yossi v'chinam Rabbi Barachana. So he says as well halach Rabbi Yossi. The Kohanim, they decided to hold themselves up to a higher standard. Rashi says, Maila, and they wanted to go follow Kribi Lezer ben Yaakov. It says that the daughter of these two kids, of two converts, is going to be also to a Kohen. Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Liuna, when it says, Ba Limalech, if a Kohen comes and he asks, if you let him go and marry the kid, a daughter of two converts, Morim lo Kribi Lezer ben Yaakov. You go ahead and we say you should be like Rabbi Zimmer Yaakov, don't marry her. Nos, if you already married her, ain't motzino sami mena, we don't separate them. Rabbi Yossi, because really Lamai said Halacha is a Rabbi Yossi, they were just being machmer on themselves. Zok the next Mishnah. Ha'omer b'ni zemamzer. If someone suddenly says, my son, he is a mamzer. Right? He goes and he says, yeah, I had a relationship with a woman who's an Issacharis to me, and therefore this kid is a mamzer. Ain't neman, we do not believe him. Rashi says, why do you not believe the karuv huetzlo? He's a karuv, ain't no kasha lehoidel. If you can't have a karuv being made on him. Vafilu shneim modim, says the Mishnah, Veshlemim ala uber shebemea mamzer hu. And even if both, meaning the husband and the wife, are both saying, yep, this kid's a mamzer. Rashi explains that ha'av, hold on a second, we got a little letter on the play over here. Isa omrim. Okay, where's that nun going over there? Where you at over there, nun? Isha Ubaila. Ha'avaim. Right, even the Isha Ubaila, Omrim al Uber Shabayam, Mamzu, Shaino Minabal, Elam Meishacher, Enonamanam, and I believe. The Gemara Parach, my Afilu, my Rabusa, the Sefer Midrash. What exactly is the Kiddush over here? But the point is, he says, Afilu Shaino Modamala Uber. Shabbat Mamzu, that the woman and the man's like, it's not my baby, and the woman's like, yeah, it's from someone else. Yeah, it's a mamzer. And in a moment, we don't believe him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Neman, they are believed. In both situations, we believe the father. Rashi says, Neman, Aresha Nami Polik. Gemara Yelof Tam, we're going to explain exactly why that is the case. Says the Gemara. When the Mishnah says that we don't believe the father, and we don't even, and even the case of the both pair, both the father and the mother are saying this, the husband and the wife are saying it. My va'afilu shtem. What exactly is the chid? What are you saying? And even the second one that you're saying, that wouldn't also work. That says, Gemara, really, lomi bai kamer. It's a lomi bai. Lomi bai iu. We don't have to say that the father, the lokimle, he's not able to go. How is he supposed to know whether this kid is a mamzer or not a mamzer? He can't know for sure whether his tashma, someone else has made it, into, you know, brought this baby, is not believed. Elafi even heard the Kimla, who can know that the son is a mamzer. Lo mehem, we don't believe her. Rashi says, why don't we believe her? The lo mifsal elabe edus gemura velomi boy heichad the isle chazaka the kashrus. And not only that, we don't need to say that in a case where the kid he has a cheskas kashrus. Rashi says kigon reisha shekvar yotze laavir olam, he's already alive. He goes, oh, by the way, this kid of mine is a mamzer, right? We don't believe him in such a case. Even if it's still in the womb. There's no chazukas kashas yet. Still, they're not believed. That is the afilu. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ne'amanim. He says, no, we believe him. Both cases. The father believed by himself. And if the mom pops in, also gone by believed. We learned in the Braisa. This pasuk is talking about inheritance, Yerusha. And the pasuk says about the father, the word Yakir, that is Ki Es HaBechor Ben Asnua. Yakir Losses Lo Pishtaim. He can recognize to give him a double inheritance. The din of Bechor goes to him. And we give the father the ability to do that. Yakirenu Lacherim. He could identify him to others to be saying that he is his firstborn son. Mikanam Rabbi Yehuda. Neman Adam Lomer Zebedi Bechor. Our father is believed to say this is my Ben Bechor. Kishim Shanam Adam Lomer Zebedi Bechor. Just like he's believed to say Ben Bechor. Kach Neman Adam Lomer Ze Ben Grusha Uben Chalutza. This kid is a Ben Grusha Uben Chalutza. And therefore, we've got ourselves a mamzer. Oh, yeah.
Well, sorry, not that he's a mamzer. I like it to be a cholol, but the point is that we see as really make him a cholol, so too you can make him a mamzer as well. The chachamim amim, they say no, nice try, you're not able to do that. We don't believe him to say that this kid is from a ben grusha ben chalutza. You can't even make him into a cholol. Yes, you have the ability of saying he's a firstborn in order to give Yerusha, but you can't make him a cholol. Amar lei Rav Nachma Yitzchak L'Rava Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda Heinrich Dechsev Yakir. Okay, it makes sense. A man is believed to say that his son was a Ben Hushma Chalusha, El Rabbana, and Yakir Lamal. Lamali, what do you do with the word Yakir? According to them, all it's going to tell us is that he could say that he's his firstborn son, but a Pasuk is not needed to tell us that because the fact that he's his firstborn son, we know that even without the father saying it. We're talking about a case where we don't know who the firstborn son is, and therefore we need someone to tell us who that is. Rashi says, we don't have a chazak, he's a bechor. It's through his father. Why don't you need a pasuk for it? So that's the Gemara B'tzarchakeira. In reference to which halacha is he believed, in order to give him a double inheritance. Pshita, obviously he's believed for that. Lama likura, I don't need a pasuk. Migo, the e-boy, meisva, le, matana, because if the father would want to give it to him as a gift, milo yavile, wouldn't be able to give him as a gift, of course he can. Therefore, he could say, you can give over this double inheritance to one of his kids by saying that he's a bechor. And for the Gemara, b'nechasim shenaflu la'achar mikan, we're dealing with a case where the property comes after the fact. Meaning, we say, since he could have given his son his gift as a gift, therefore we believe him to say he's a Bechor and he give him a double inheritance. But what about the fact after he calls him a Bechor and then he inherits some property, now he's not able to say, well, I could have given it to him as a gift because he wasn't able to give him his gift at the time because he didn't own it at the time. Therefore, you need that pasuk to come and tell you, and that's when we're going to believe it. That's when we say we believe him even after the fact. According to Rabbi Meir, who says, Adam makin adavar shelo bali olam, wah, wah, wee, wah, throwback to earlier, throwback to earlier. We have here Salman Chizim Abayis. He says a person can give over something that hasn't come into the world yet. Yakir Lamali, why don't you do the pasuk of Yakir? Because we just explained that the word Yakir is coming to tell us that even something that wasn't Baliolam, you can go and give it to him. Remember, he says you could be Makhna Davashalo Baliolam, therefore, why do I need the word Yakir for? Says Gemara, Shanafalo Kishu Goses. It's talking about where this stuff fell to the father when he was a Goses. That means even according to the mayor, one can't give over stuff that he's going to get when he's a Goses. Because we say, like, Rabbi Meir is going to be masked him. You can't give something that one doesn't have yet unless he'll have the ability of giving it to him when he does get it. And someone is a ghost, this means he's on his death, but he's dying. He's not able to go and give over a gift. So if someone gives away property that he's going to acquire when he's a ghost, it's not going to work. The gift is no good. So if a father were to say that his firstborn, this is his firstborn son, and later when he's on his death, but he gets some sort of property, this kid would not get a double inheritance unless we have the word Yakir, and that's what the Yakir is coming to be used over here, and that's how he would get it. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.